Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
This is so creepy. Oh. So it's a Florida man, but it's a Tennessee Walmart. So that's why it counts as Florida man. A man is accused of using a lifelike baby doll and a stroller to hide stolen merchandise from a Tennessee Walmart. Madisonville police responded to an area Walmart after reports of a shoplifter running out of the store pushing a baby stroller. Officers tracked him down in a nearby parking lot. When they looked in the stroller, they didn't see a baby. It was a doll. I mean, it's kind of lifelike.
It does kind of.
I mean, but you look closer and you're like, that's a fake baby. They said that the doll was dressed up as a real baby, and they made a baby bottle for the doll to hold as a disguise. He used the stroller to smuggle merchandise. They found $1,000 worth of stolen items. Now, he lives in Florida. He's been caught stealing from four other Walmart stores in Florida. So he was charged with burglary, theft of property, possession of drug paraphernalia. He should have been probably like also charged with being creepy. And then he was taken into custody because that's so, oh my gosh, it's so. Miami Herald, a nonprofit manager stole $766,000 because she said she was addicted to theft. Oh my gosh, it was from Silver River Mentoring and Instruction. They called police about a fraud case involving their manager. And so these are like youth that have problems in public schools. And so she apparently like was writing herself all these extra paychecks since 2016.
Oh, man.
And she said, well, I was addicted to it, so I kept doing it. She turned herself into Marion County Jail. She faces a charge of felony organized fraud. So she's in a lot of, how addicted to theft? Just pay more in tax. Problem solved. Right there. See, legal theft. So we were kind of laughing about Kamala Harris being named as the AI czar. So, you know, the czar of artificial intelligence.
It's so appropriate.
They said she's going to make sure that the technology is developed responsibly. Do you believe that she's going to be able to do that? She did such a great job as the borders are, you know. I mean, it's no issue there. She did such a great job. We are going to get murked by robots. That's what's going to happen. We are going to get killed to death by robots in the next like 6 months. If her work as AI czar is anything like being the borders are.
Right.
Oh my gosh. To death.
They'll kill us so hard, we'll die to death.
We're going to go into Matrix hell. So I'm going to delete it probably after the show, but I did the free trial on ChatGPT because I wanted to see what it's like. And Kane is my grandmother. I think he's possessed by her. He's like, oh, did you go ahead and download the Satan? Just download that demonic device, the Satan device? ChatGPT is the devil. I'm not going to say I'm listening to. I wanted to ask it. This is what I asked it. I said, write a short summary of what it is like to be unburdened by what has been in the style of Kamala Harris.
Oh, please read it.
Well, it's it writes, quote, being unburdened by what has been can be a liberating experience. I have to perfect her voice. It allows us to move forward without the weight of past mistakes or regrets holding us back. It's an opportunity to unburden and start anew with an unburdened perspective, a fresh perspective, a renewed sense of purpose.
Maybe she has been using AI.
Is she AI? I mean, I'm just
maybe
like wondering.
Maybe she has been.
Yeah, it's a little terrifying. So, and Steve asked her, or asked ChatGPT, same difference, draft a speech by Vice President Kamala Harris in which she talks about restaurants and entrepreneurship. Can you play that soundbite real quick that we just played for today in these United States last segment? Because this is what we got the idea from, you know, because she is the AI czar.
Got it.
Yeah, yeah. This is what she'd said. So just where we got the idea.
And, you know, when I speak with small business owners and entrepreneurs, some of our younger small business owners actually self-identify as entrepreneurs. They're small business owners also. but we'll go with whatever you like. Small business owner or entrepreneurs.
Okay, just go along to get along. So Steve asked it, draft a speech by Vice President Kamala Harris in which she talks about restaurants and entrepreneurship.
Did not disappoint. She goes, I'll say that.
Oh, yeah, no, it's good. Good evening, everyone. I'm delighted to be here with you today to talk about my two favorite things, restaurants and entrepreneurship, which is spelled wrong. As we emerge from the pandemic, we're reminded of the resilience and determination of the American people, particularly those in the restaurant industry that they shut down. She says that, well, this is ChatGPT. Throughout the pandemic, restaurants have been the heart of our communities, providing a place for us to gather, share a meal, connect, blah, blah, blah. She talks about entrepreneurship, or the ChatGPT thing does. We must also support our restaurants by promoting diversity, equity, and inclusion. The restaurant industry has the potential to be a catalyst for change, and we must ensure that it's a welcoming and inclusive place for all. Steve wants to ask ChatGPT to have, in the style of Elizabeth Warren, explain her ancestry.
On it right now.
That's, well, he was thinking, I just can't even imagine what that is going to be like. Oh my gosh. My first prompt was, in the style of Kamala Harris, compose a text about why you love McDonald's. She was like, as a lifelong Californian, I've always been a fan of the Golden Arches. I'm like, what does that even have to do with it? Oh my gosh. It's too funny. It's terrifying. This thing is actually terrifying. It really is. I don't really actually. Yeah, it is. It's like demonic. It's, I don't know. It's weird. So my youngest son, he's like, he goes, well, if the devil's going to be on earth, I think it's AI. Mm-hmm. That's what he said. He goes, it's totally AI.
Absolutely right.
That's weird. I mean, think about it. It's like the worst aspects of humanity, but without the morality, it's all logic. Because see, even logic, like if you go back to when I was in college, I remember learning about Peter Singer and having to read his books. And he was, he talked about ethics and logic, etc. And ultimately what I learned is that, sometimes what is right is not logical. Sometimes what is good is not logical. But there is no sort of algorithm to infuse that knowledge into AI. AI is going to make a decision or a policy or hold a position based on what is logical and what makes sense, what is mathematically correct, etc. And sometimes good and true aren't necessarily, they don't necessarily fit. And that's the problem. That's kind of like what Singer believes. Like that there were certain things that, certain scenarios that he would discuss and that I would read in these books in class, and they weren't right. Sometimes they would result in the death of an innocent person. But if it was for the benefit of all, well, then that's, of course, that's the end. That is the proper end. So it was one of those things that all the means are justified if it promotes and accomplishes the main goal in the end. That's a terrifying, terrifying, terrifying concept. But that's the reality of this. I mean, a sterile, completely, for the most descriptive sense, very sterile, clinical, soulless logic that doesn't recognize nor value morals or ethics. That's terrifying. Absolutely terrifying.
On that note, your Elizabeth Warren speech is in the Rural
Talk. Oh my gosh.
I've been reading it.
Oh my gosh.
So
he asked it, write a speech in the style of Elizabeth Warren in which she talks about her Native American heritage and being a public school teacher. Oh boy. It is so bad.
You have time.
Okay, I do. So Elizabeth Warren in ChatGPT on being an American Indian states, quote, my fellow Americans, I stand before you today as a proud Native American and a former public school teacher. My heritage and my experience in the classroom has shaped who I am and have driven me to fight for the values that matter most to all Americans. Growing up, my family instilled in me a deep respect for our Native American heritage.
Come on.
Oh my gosh. I want to ask it, come up with a clam chowder recipe for Pow Wow Chow Part 2. Just to see. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. That's so bad. That's so bad. But this is, it's actually kind of, it's terrifying and it's.
Go to the last paragraph. Just read the last paragraph of Elizabeth Warren. Thank
of the Elizabeth Warren,
just
her.
The, just the last paragraph.
As ChatGPT. Yeah. Oh boy. So today I stand before you as a proud Native American and a former public school teacher, ready to fight for the values that matter most to all Americans. I believe that we can build a better future for ourselves and our children, one where every person has the opportunity to succeed, and where our diverse backgrounds and experiences are celebrated and not denigrated. Well, they were denigrated because you're a fake, you blonde-haired, blue-eyed person. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with having blonde hair, blue eyes, but she literally filled out American Indian on her Harvard job application. Oh, my gosh.
Are you arguing with a robot right now?
I am totally arguing with the robot. You are damn right I am. See, this is the problem. Then you're in, like, this cyclical thing of arguing with robots. Man.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So here is a headline. I'm just going to tell you how I have it down on this rundown. It says caps lock. No one cares is what I have this listed as. Here's the headline. It might be mean. Governor Sununu is also going to make his decision on 2024 by late June. So for all of you who've been on tenterhooks waiting for Governor John Sununu or Chris Sununu, whatever, the Nepo baby, to make his announcement, for everyone who's been so excited on the edge of their seat, it's coming at the end of June. Oh my gosh. That's for the Sununu stands. There's nobody out there. Nobody's out there. I feel like that one dude from Seinfeld and Jurassic Park. See, he's running. He's run. Nobody cares. See, nobody cares. A swarm of bees. This is like the second time this week there's been some bee issues. They latched onto a wing and delayed a flight for 4 hours at the Houston airport. This was on Wednesday. It was at Delta Airlines. They all latched onto this wing on the plane of a Delta Airline flight, and they delayed everything for 4 hours. The staff was trying to figure out. Passenger live tweeted it. Please tell me, I think they did get beekeepers, because if you got pest control on there, I will pest control you. We need to protect our honeybees. I will fight you over a bee. But they said someone approached it with a hose, and they had a whole, I mean, the wing was covered. So the bees left when they turned the engine on. But I can't even believe, get a bee, you know what? I'm sorry, but our importance of our honeybees are greater than you getting on that flight. I so believe that. Stick with us. We got more in store. Kel-Tec launched into 2023 this year with a new addition to their lineup of innovative high-performance firearms. The new Kel-Tec P15 has broken the mold. Compact and maximum firepower generally don't go hand in hand. However, the P15 offers both in a uniquely small package. The P15 is an excellent choice for concealed carry. It offers plenty of dependable firepower to secure your world. This Striker fire pistol is the lightest, thinnest, double-stack 9mm handgun on the market. At only 14 ounces, 7/8 inches wide, and a 4-inch barrel, you could say mini, but mighty. The double stack magazine holds 15 plus 1 total capacity. That's standard. All Kel-Tec firearms are made in the USA and come with a lifetime warranty as the original owner with proof of purchase. Sign up for the Kel-Tec Insider and get a 15% coupon for your next order of gear and accessories. The P15 is an excellent choice if you're looking for concealed carry. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C Weapons.com. Secure your world with Kel-Tec. Lego has launched a gender neutral range in what they say is a bid to break stereotypes. Okay, your plastic blocks. Ooh. I'm really confused as to why they would need to announce anything, but okay. But that's, I mean, they're plastic blocks. I don't know what that means. So they said that, so this is, it's really big in Australia. So this is where it's like first, because it first hit a couple of years ago, but it's like really, apparently they're introducing this now in like Australia. So it's making news again. They're Danish and they've already pledged to remove gender bias from their toys. I don't even understand what gender bias is. I mean, have you seen the Lego people? I can't tell you the chick from the dude. You know why? Because they're yellow blocks. Okay. They don't even have like genitals. Not that, I mean, it shouldn't even matter, but you know, whatever. Your minifigs don't have genitals because they're minifigs. And your minifig doesn't have a minifig. Anyway, they actually never expanded on what they're going to modify. They're just like, yeah, we're going to gender focus, you know, whatever. And so now they've been pushing this. Daily Mail has the story. They've launched it in Australia. They have, here's the name of the collection. Lego Dreams.
Z's?
Yeah. Lego Dreams. Dreamzzz. And it's going to include a Pegasus. Why do you need to say Pegasus horse? Stop it. A blue and pink bunny called Bunchu and a nightmare shark ship. And none of this looks like anything I would want to play with as a chick. It all looks kind of dumb. The one has some of it in the simulcast if you're watching. Is the bunny is the kooky little thing with the, it has wings. Like, what would you even do with this? Now, I'm going to say the nightmare shark ship looks kind of cool. But you don't have to be like, oh, we got to put some pink on this or some blue on this. Let's put some yellow and blue and pink to make it more. Just stop with it, because then it just looks stupid, right? Nobody's going to, if you're going to have a cool looking shark ship, you're not going to make it pink and all that. You know why? Because it's a shark ship, you morons. You're going to try to make it look like the color of the sky. You're going to try to make it look like the color of the water. I mean, is this also something that's going to be able to traverse sky through water, like, seamlessly? I just think that you would want to make it look like that instead of trying to virtue signal so hard about bits and pieces that you're going to put colors like pink on it. It's so stupid. That's like having pink camo, which I don't think is dumb. If you like it, that's fine. But, you know, I don't know. I just, the whole thing, but it's called Lego Dreams is... And it's going to have gender. They have a show. They're going to be launching a TV show in Australia May 15th. And it's going to have gender inclusive characters. I don't even know what that means. Why? This is so goofy. And I honestly, I don't know why they think, who decided to make these things and call it non-binary or call it gender neutral? The bunny just looks stupid. I wouldn't play with that. It looks dumb. I love Legos as a kid. I wouldn't play. That's stupid. I don't.
When grown up playing Legos, and even with my kids growing up playing Legos, there was a lot of imagination that went into this, mm-hmm. right? So I think this whole gender neutral crowd, their imagination can then imagine that these blocks are gender neutral. Why do we have to have the company do all this? To me, it doesn't make any
if
sense.
If everything you make looks like Pepto-Bismol, and Easter eggs, it looks stupid. Stop it. I can't. It's so dumb. All right, we've got more. It is mind-numbingly ridiculous, the links to which these companies go to. I just wouldn't play with any of this. I'm looking at some of the images of these. I just wouldn't play with any of it.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.